This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. I'd like to begin the show with the very thing I was talking about towards the end of hour number one, which is my national radio show, and I'd like to begin this hour continuing with it because a famous actor died, 61 years old, Andre Breu, I think is how you pronounce it. I don't know for sure. Let me see how it's spelt. The important thing is how it's spelt here. Andre Breu, B-R-A-U-G-H-E-R. African-American, always in police shows, star of Homicide, Life on the Street, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, 61 years old. Andre Breu, he dies at the age of 61. I put out a tweet, which is now not Twitter, but it's X, the site called X. No one can see anything I write at X. I'm completely shadow banned, probably because of the COVID vaccine and my doubts about it. They're owned by all these sites. Are literally, our entire media and social media owned by Big Pharma and the vaccine makers, owned by Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, all of them, dirty, completely bribed, not allowed to say a word, freedom of speech not allowed. If you do anything they don't approve of, they destroy you, they ban you, they shadow ban you, they silence you, they make you disappear. So everything I put on X, which is fantastic and controversial, I always make sure everything's controversial to try to attract attention and also to prove that I'm being horribly shadow banned and there's no response. Nobody looks at it, no one likes it, no one comments. This one I put out, hey, how did this guy die? Let me get the exact words so you know, just so I'm never misquoted, even by myself. I don't even want to misquote myself. So here's X, and here's my profile. And so here's what I put out, just so you know the exact words. So Hollywood actors dropping like flies. Does anyone bother to ask, was he vaxxed? It's a harmless question, but like brain injuries with NFL players, we need to know if there's a pattern. I've never seen so many deaths ever, only since the vax in 2021. And then I put pattern question mark. I didn't state that he died of the vaccine. I didn't state that there's even a pattern. I asked if there's a pattern. That's called science. Don't you want to know if there's a pattern? Just like NFL brain injuries? Don't you want to know? Just like Love Canal in Buffalo in the 1970s, every kid was coming up with brain cancer. Wouldn't you want to know if there's a pattern? And eventually, people said, my God, there's 50 kids in one town with brain cancer. There's a pattern. And they investigated and found out a company that used to be there polluted the groundwater and everyone was drinking it. And they got cancer. And the kids all died. It's a pattern. And everyone knew Love Canal was trouble. You have to study the pattern. It's called science. So many people are dying of the COVID vaccine. There's a pattern. And they're dying young, like this guy, 61. I don't mean young like 12, although 12-year-olds are dying too. As a matter of fact, in Israel, I believe an 8-year-old died who was the spokesman for Pfizer. They used him on TV to say, look, I'm taking my vaccine and I'm 6 years old. Now he's 8 and he dropped dead. Suddenly, I think of a heart attack, if I remember correctly. He's 8 years old and he had a heart attack. That's normal, isn't it? Of course it is. Because everyone who took the vaccine has a heart attack. It's very normal, actually. It's never been normal in history till now, but with this COVID vaccine, it's normal. So I asked the question, was he vaxxed? First of all, we know he was vaxxed. Every actor was vaxxed to get on the set of a movie or a TV show. And we also know that every single liberal wanted to ask, with a vaccine passport, were you vaxxed? If you walked in a store, if you walked in a gym, if you walked in a hair salon, if you walked in a football stadium, if you walked in a movie theater, are you vaxxed? They wanted you to, as the Gestapo would say, papers, papers, I want to see your papers. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I want to see your papers. That was fine with liberals. But when Wayne Root asks, are you vaccinated after you're dead? Ask your family, was he vaccinated? Oh, that's bad. Oh, you're a bad person. So, nobody sees anything I write at X, otherwise known as Twitter. No one sees my tweets, terribly shadow banned, because I'm sure that the ex-FBI, ex-CIA agents that run Twitter, even though Elon Musk owns it, he has no idea. Half his staff is corrupt and bought by the FBI and the CIA. And again, it's an opinion show, and it's very clear that this is my opinion, and it's very clear it's happening. And it's very clear, I think we've seen articles, that almost everyone that works at Twitter and Facebook is ex-FBI and ex-CIA. That's all the management. And they have a ban on Wayne Root. Even though I was banned for 2 years and he brought me back, they got a shadow ban on me. That's incredible. Yet instantly, two people responded to say what a terrible person I was for asking the question and how stupid I am and how ridiculous of a question it is. One of them actually said, oh, every year at the Academy Awards, we see lots of people that die. There's a tribute, a memorial to all the people in show business who died. Yet Wayne thinks everyone dies of the COVID vaccine. Hey, Wayne, people died before. So let me rip all this to shreds. You know, first of all, how did two liberals see it instantly when no conservative sees what I write? And then I wake up this morning and Newsweek has headlines about what I wrote. Newsweek is attacking me. Newsweek magazine, do you even know that name anymore? No, because there is no magazine. It's not on the newsstands. It went broke. Nobody bought it anymore. It closed. And they came back as just a website. It's probably no one even reading it. But they took a chance to attack me. So there's a lot of questions involved here. First of all, how come they immediately attacked me? How did they see what I wrote on X when nobody else could see what I write on X? How did they know I wrote it? Number two, did they pay those two people to attack me? Because then they included what those two people said in the column about me. Now, have you ever seen that happen in your life with a liberal? Barack Obama said something on Twitter. Let's write an article attacking him, and let's quote the three conservatives who said something bad about Obama. Do you ever see them quote three conservatives in the comment section about Obama? Because I never have, ever. But somehow they immediately went to the comment section and repeated what they said about me. I think Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Big Pharma, the vaccine makers, hire people to write those things and instantly feed it to Newsweek, and Newsweek writes a column and includes what they have to say. They're all in it together, incestuous, murderers, crimes against humanity, sick people, silencers, propagandists, horrible people. And then I responded with a couple of interesting tweets. If you can see my tweet mentioning the actor, then you'll probably see my tweet, Newsweek, in my response. Because I think it's important to see my response. So if I could find it, here we go. I said, I asked a simple question, a fair question, a common sense question, but a question that is not approved by the media. So I had to be attacked and denigrated and slandered as a conspiracy theorist for daring to ask the question. Because that's what they called me in the Newsweek article, a conspiracy theorist. And then I put, funny how the media attacks me, but never asked for an interview or even request a reply from me. Anyone want a debate? Ever? Nope. Scared to death of me. So all they do is attack me from afar. Will not engage with Wayne Allyn Root. All chicken. Every one of them. It's not the word I used. I said chicken with a word after that that equals crap. Chicken crap. And then I gave a third response on X. I wonder how much Big Pharma pays Newsweek. Again, it's a question. You can't sue me for asking a question in the United States of America. I didn't accuse you of anything. I asked a question. How many drug ads are taken in Newsweek.com? It's Newsweek.com, right? Because it's not a magazine anymore. It's just a website because your magazine failed. So you have nothing left but a website. So the question is, how much are you paid? How much, what percentage of your ads are with drug reps? That's what I want to know. Drug companies and drugs. It's a very good question. And there's no question, guys, no question at all, that this guy took the vaccine. The other question is, did he die for the vaccine? And maybe he did. Maybe he died of a drug abuse. Maybe he died of a drug overdose. Maybe he died, his liver failed because of alcoholism. Because that describes a lot of actors. Maybe he committed suicide for all I know. They said he died after a brief illness. That sounds to me like suddenly died or died suddenly, which is what happens with every one of these COVID vaccine victims. Died suddenly or died after a brief illness, meaning they got sick and 3 days later they were dead. Newsweek doesn't want to know because Newsweek is on the payroll of Pfizer, aren't they? Question mark. Of course they are. Question mark. Maybe, might be, I think they are. It's my opinion on an opinion show. Pfizer doesn't pay me any money. Moderna doesn't pay me any money. AstraZeneca doesn't pay me any money. No bribes for Wayne Allyn. I just tell you the truth. That's why they would never give me an ad campaign. I tell the truth. These people, I'll bet you half the revenue in their ads comes from drugs, which come from the same companies that make the vaccines, and then they get ordered, hey, we'll drop your ads and let you do us a favor. Write a column about Wayne Root's tweet, and let's get a couple of fake plants to write some comments about it. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR!
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
MyPillow, sponsor of this show, by the way. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, different kinds of products. At MyPillow.com are all the bedding products. And at MyStore.com are entrepreneurs well across the United States who are all big patriots and conservatives and friends of Mike Lindell. And they sell their entrepreneurial products, all great products. Just use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root and get a massive discount. This is the ultimate Christmas sale. Ultimate Christmas sale, up to 80% off on everything. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, and go to MyStore.com, promo code WAR. So I was just telling you about this actor, Andre Brower, who died of, we don't know what, he just died suddenly of a brief illness at the age of 61. It's the second, by the way, African Americans dropping dead in huge numbers. Everyone is. But it's the second actor who's African American, who's in his 60s, who's in shows that I love, that just died in the last couple of months. There's an actor that was in also, I think, The Wire, another show I used to watch. And what's that police drama on Netflix? I'm trying to remember the name. I can't remember it now. There's so many things rolling through my mind. But it's about a police detective who's fantastic at what he does. And it's been on for like 5 seasons, and it just ended. And this guy was a star on that show as well. He was the chief of Los Angeles police on that show. And he just died, African-American, in his 60s. And his name was Lance something. And these guys, never sick a day in their life, and then they're just dead. And they just drop dead. We even saw a guy yesterday, a Turkish member of parliament ranting about Jews in Israel. God will strike Jews down! Allah will strike Jews down! And he dropped over. He had a heart attack on the spot. And the joke was, everyone was trying to act like he attacked the Jews and God gave him a heart attack and that was the end of him. I don't know if he died, but it looked like he was dead on the floor and they were giving him CPR. So maybe he died, maybe he's alive, I don't know, but he had a massive heart attack right in the middle of a speech. You ever see that before? Yeah, I have. Since the vaccine, in the last 2.5 years, it's happened several times to politicians around the world. And I'm telling you, they all have one thing in common. They're vaccinated. It wasn't that God struck them down because he said something about the Jews. No, that wasn't why he had a heart attack. It's because he took the vaccine. Anyway, so no sooner that I talk about this, and you see Dr. James Thorpe. Dr. James Thorpe is in the media talking about the amount of deaths, and he says we have Dennis Rancourt's data. He's one of the preeminent mathematicians and researchers of the world, and he has clearly shown this vaccine has killed 17 million people. And the injury-to-kill ratio is 34 to 4, so globally it's killed and injured 602 million people. So 17 million killed, 602 million killed and injured. Which would translate to approximately 700,000 dead Americans from the vaccine and 2.5 million injured. And he's not the first one to say that. I reported on this show and on my Real America's Voice show that there's a college in, I believe it's in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And they did a study around the world, and it's like one out of every 500 doses kills somebody. Out of every 500 doses, one person dies. It doesn't sound like much till you realize how many billions of doses there have been. And when you do the math, 17 million dead around the world. Same number this guy came up with. 17 million. Do you realize we killed the swine flu vaccine in the 1970s? I think it was 79 or 77. We had a swine flu vaccine. It killed 25 people. We stopped it. This one's killed 17 million. No one cares. Because the media is owned by Big Pharma. Here's another one. Nearly one in three COVID vaccine recipients suffered neurological side effects. Approximately 31.2% of our sample developed post-vaccination neurological complications. 15.368 with Pfizer, 2077 with Moderna. The numbers are just staggering. Staggering. And then, of course, we have the New Zealand numbers from last week. In some clinics, up to 30% of the people died after being vaccinated because the batches all have different doses of the spike proteins. Some people got less, some got more. The ones who got more in one clinic, if you shifted to them with the higher doses, 30% dropped dead. But Newsweek is mad at me. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm surprised they call me far right. Because so far I've been right about everything. And as far as conspiracies, I'm right about them all. There are conspiracies. Or do you not think the CIA killed John F. Kennedy? And do you still think Seth Rich was just walking around and two buggers got him in Washington, D.C.? It wasn't about what he sent to WikiLeaks. No, of course not.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. On Wednesday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. This authorization extends the impeachment investigation into 2024, coinciding with Biden's reelection campaign. House Republicans are considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son, Hunter. Republican Congressman James Comer stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Hunter Biden announced outside the Capitol today he will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings. And the federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold. The judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Root's on fire. On fire. Lots going on. We got a guest coming up in this segment. Lots going on. Hard to keep up with it all. I also want to talk about Amio Life, because Amio Life is a sponsor of the show, one of my favorite companies. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their silver mouthwash and their silver gel on my face each night and silver lozenges. I'm sure Newsweek wouldn't like that either. I'm sure all the attorney generals of Democrat persuasion wouldn't like that either. Wayne takes vitamins. Wayne drinks silver. Wayne puts silver lotion on his face, silver gel. Wayne sucks on silver lozenges during the show to keep my voice alive. 8 years, I've never missed 1 minute of the show because my voice was gone. Not one. All this stuff works. I've been sick twice in 30 years. I've never had heart disease. I've never had a stroke. I've never had cancer. Vitamins work. I was a sun worshiper. I mean, I was in the sun 24 hours a day, and I've never had a skin cancer. I take massive doses of vitamins that are anti-skin cancer. So don't tell me what I can say or not say. I can say anything I want. I just tell you what I do. What I do. I don't recommend what you do. I tell you what I do. Vitamins work. Silver works. Amio Life products work. Silver solution, silver mouthwash, silver gel, silver lozenges, all of it 50% off when you say Root 50. Root 50 for Wayne Al Root, you get 50% off. And you do that at AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, or you give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800 toll-free, 422-8148, say Root 50 and get 50% off. All right, we've got our guest with us. It is Dr. Michael Schwartz, author of Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID, Fauci's Fiction, you said that fast 5 times, Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID, owns and operates 3 medical clinics in New Jersey and Florida, former police officer. His website is michaeljschwartz.com. Dr. Michael J. Schwartz, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
So you're a former cop, and now you're a doctor, and you've got medical clinics? Is that really your story, your life story?
The police officer thing was in another lifetime. I've been an entrepreneur for over 31 years. I'm a research doctor, so my medical staff does the actual treating of patients. Right? Well, yes, I'm a DBA, but I do medical research. My research has been on COVID the last 4 years now.
Okay, well, that's really cool. I'm not criticizing, I'm complimenting. I mean, I just think that's amazing. You're a former police officer, turned PhD, turned owner of medical clinics. There might be only one of you in America. That's great.
This is true. This is true. And I also do stand-up, so if you want to come out to a show, I'm happy to have you one day.
I like it. And you're probably a member of my tribe with a last name like Schwartz. Are you Jewish? Is that your background?
I'm actually Italian. I know it's very confusing. My dad was part Hungarian, so I get happy Hanukkahs every year, but I'm actually Italian. I grew up Catholic.
Well, you're really one of a kind. Your name's Schwartz, and you're not Jewish. That's one of a kind. Your dad approves that Dr. Fauci lied about COVID-19. So tell us about the data that can prove that Dr. Fauci lied. What do you got?
Sure. Well, we had it pretty early on. We were the first company in New Jersey to conduct a COVID test. We had 19,000 patients, did 44,000 tests. And we pretty much figured this out within the first 2 months. What we started to see, we had over 4,000 positive patients. And over that 4,000 positives, 90% of them were asymptomatic or mild. There was only about 10 to 15% that ever developed classical symptoms. And still to this day, 4 years in, most people don't understand how testing works, timelines of viruses. They don't understand the basic language of the pandemic, how viruses transmit. And, we're sitting there watching these briefings from the White House, and everything they were saying really just didn't match what we were seeing on the ground from day one.
Right. And listen, I'm a layman. I don't claim to be a doctor. I'm not an MD. I only play one on TV. I'm absolutely not a doctor. But I've been sick twice in 30 years, and I don't get sick. I take megadoses of vitamin C, and I never get sick. And if I feel a cold coming on, I'll even have a visiting nurse come to my home and give me intravenous vitamin C, and it goes away. In 5 minutes, it's gone. I don't have any remnant of what might have been a cold. So I've been sick twice in 30 years. So I'm not a drug guy. I don't take drugs. I don't listen to big pharma. I don't take vaccines. I don't wear masks. I never lock down. To me, from day one, it was much ado about nothing. So how did they come up with all these deaths? They were lying, right? These were not COVID deaths. They were normal flu deaths combined with cancer, heart disease, car accidents, suicides, guys murdering their wives. Everything was called COVID, right?
Yeah, look, I mean, COVID is very real, and we tell our patients that. I think our patients know that. We can see it from the data. But it is not as deadly, obviously, and we knew that pretty early on. The mortality rate from the flu is about 0.01%. We projected that this would be about the same, and now that it's come down to that, they're revising the COVID numbers, and you'll see that most people died with COVID, not from COVID. And look,
right,
if you're in the pool of population that can die in 5 years, a cold can bring you down, a flu can bring you down, COVID can bring you down. We never required masks in our office. It's the second dumbest thing I've ever seen in my career. And look, I mean, the vaccine, that's a whole other story.
It's really scary. And as dumb as the vaccine is, the masks are even dumber, right? I mean, it's just, I've seen 100 studies that prove masks don't work and that masks make you sicker because they put germs and carbon dioxide in your mouth, literally in your mouth, a buildup of CH2. It's just the worst medical theory in the history of the world that if you should wear masks. What does it do for you? Do you have any evidence that it does anything for anyone ever?
No, you hit the nail on the head, it actually makes you sicker. So if you understand particle size, anything less than 0.25 microns doesn't settle by gravity. And if you can understand that, you could fit 500 million COVID particles on a pinhead, okay? So when you have somebody symptomatic in a room, air fluidity becomes important. COVID is 0.1 microns. So when somebody is symptomatic in a room, you are literally walking amongst millions and billions of particles. I actually use that in my office. I demonstrate that with a vape pen. Because it kind of looks like that. And if you can visualize it a little bit and understand that it only takes one live particle to infect you, just one. So that mask, by the way, is not duct taped to your face. It's not hermetically sealed. You're not using the filter. So you're breathing through the path of least resistance. But you hit the nail on the head. It's actually making you sicker. What we saw from patients, the sickest of the sick who had COVID usually had a co-infection. Usually it was Staph aureus, which is bacterial. They were coming back with Klebsiella pneumonia. They were coming back with H flu, Moraxella catarrhalis. And that's because people were wearing these masks all the time. When you breathe a warm, wet, moist environment, you are going to breed bacteria, and these folks were getting sicker from wearing them.
All right, let's talk about the new pneumonia pandemic that is coming from China, and we've seen large numbers of children in the hospital in Ohio and in Massachusetts, and that was like a week ago, and it was starting to look like it was going to be everywhere, and I really haven't heard anything about it since then, so maybe it died off. I don't know. What are you hearing about this pneumonia pandemic?
Well, we figured it out pretty quickly. It's a mycoplasma. Mycoplasma is an intracellular bacteria. We've been testing for it for years. It's very treatable. It is resistant to azithromycin, which is one of the more common medications that's given to children. Usually in children under 10, it's Augmentin or it's amoxicillin. But azithromycin, Z-Pak, is very commonly prescribed for bacteria. Unfortunately, this is resistant to it, but you can treat it quite easily with doxycycline, a couple other antibiotics. So we figured it out. I mean, it's really not a mystery what's going on. But in China, you have a lot of people close together in clusters. You're going to spread a lot easier. Plus, a lot of folks are talking about all the lockdowns that they've had for such a long time and whether these kids' immune systems now are really just ripe to start breeding new things.
So a famous actor died yesterday. I always forget how you pronounce his last name. Andre Brower died from a homicide life on the street in Brooklyn 99. 61 years old. And I made a comment on what used to be known as Twitter, now it's called X. And I put out a tweet and I said, look, I'm not saying he died from the vaccine. What I am saying is we should ask the question, was he vaccinated? And I think almost every actor and movie star in the world had to be vaccinated to get on a set. And the question is, he's 61 years old. Should he have died? Did the vaccine get him? He died suddenly. He's another actor. I've seen 100 actors die in the last few months. And no one says a word about it. We need to be asking, were they vaccinated? And you will see a pattern. Anything wrong with my thinking, or is that called science?
No, it's science. You're right. We develop patterns. I mean, who's to say whether he died specifically from something like that? But I can tell you what we see in our patient population. We're seeing a lot of issues. Myocarditis, I'm sure you've heard of, the joint issues. Right now we're seeing an abundance of cancer, especially lymphoma in young people, aggressive cancers in young people, things that the medical community hasn't seen in previous years. And it's right. quite staggering. I mean, I always talk about my good friend Jancy Lindsay, who is a microbiologist. She talks just about the stillborn births related to vaccines for 30 years worth of data. And if you look at 30 years of data, it's 25 or less for 30 years. All of a sudden in 2021, there were 3,600. And then in 2022, 1,600. That tells you something. And when we start to see patterns like that around the world, it tells what it Right. I mean, and that's all it is, Wayne. It's just patterns. And that's how you develop these things. You look at patterns, you develop a hypothesis, and you test it. Whether this actor died of something like that, a complication, I'll tell you this. My hypothesis is that we probably shorten the lifespan of the population by about 3 to 5 years on average. And that's a very, very conservative estimate.
Right. Well, don't forget, one of the world's great mathematicians came up with the same number as one of the great colleges in Calgary, Canada, who studied the amount of doses versus the amount of deaths. And they both said they believe there are 17 million people dead around the world from the COVID vaccine. And yet when we had a swine flu vaccine, 25 people died and we stopped the vaccine. So if you're assuming it's anything from a million to 17 million, how could you not stop and suspend and investigate the vaccine? Does that make any sense to you?
They've gone too far with this narrative now. It's like the lemon that the kid wanted to buy and promised his parents this was the car of a lifetime. And it turned out to be a lemon, but never wants to admit it. It's the folks that read the headline on the first page, but never read the retraction on page 26.
Crazy. Hey, Doc, I got to interrupt you because I'm getting screamed in my ear, 1098. We're going out. He's the author of Fauci's Fiction, the book on COVID. He's proved Dr. Fauci lied about COVID. Dr. Michael J. Schwartz. Thank you. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending Nocovidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending Nocovidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy 1 bottle of Nocovidium and get a 2nd bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard.
Walmart right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas. I want to thank Lee Elsie, by the way. His name came to mind, and he just guest hosted the first hour of my show yesterday, as he always does on Fridays. But yesterday I was just coming back from Florida, where I was the host and MC for Carrie Lake for a big event there, as well as interviewing Carrie Lake face-to-face, one-on-one, at the studios of Real America's Voice. That'll air on my Real America's Voice TV show on Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So Lee Elsie does a great job, bang up job. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate all you do. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm so proud to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, Spike Warrior. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, and it really does. The news is terrible from all over the world, despite what Newsweek thinks. Of course, you know, whatever you think is very much affected by Big Pharma paying for ads on your site and how much stock you own in Big Pharma. The single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, please help. What can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. They forced me to take the vaccine, or I fell for the lies and I took the vaccine. Well, now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove the toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity and DNA stability. Patent-pending Nocovidium was fantastic, but this is three times better from the same company, of course. This is a triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous proteins out of your body forever. And this is 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products. Remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. If you use the promo code WAR, that's the only way to get 50% off. Use the promo code WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allyn Root. And the disclaimer is these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, so some good news today. Lots of good news. Let me start with the latest story at New York Post right now. The House votes to condemn college presidents at Harvard and MIT for anti-Semitism. That's number one. The House votes to authorize the Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. That came in fast and furious news, breaking news right before hour one of my show. So they've authorized the Biden impeachment inquiry. Republicans initiate contempt of Congress proceedings after Hunter Biden defies a subpoena. That's brand new news, breaking news today. Also big news, the Supreme Court will hear the lawsuit involving the unconstitutional DOJ charges used to abuse Trump supporters involved in the January 6th protests, including Jake Lang, our good friend and regular guest on this show. And Jake will be a guest on this show tomorrow. Judge hands Trump major victory in the 2020 election case. Obama-appointed District Judge Tanya Chutkan paused former President Donald Trump's 2020 election trial schedule while the appeal for his presidential immunity claim is pending. So all of these are good news. I mean, it's great. It's a change of pace for me to bring you good news. Liberals face narrative collapse after Supreme Court accepts case that could demolish the entire basis for January 6th prosecutions, although I have very little faith in the Supreme Court, so we'll see. And then finally, a little housekeeping here. There we go. Finally, the FDA and the HHS, Homeland Security, are sued for concealing documents showing suppression of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. They're sued by America First Legal. Plaintiffs filed a FOIA lawsuit after the FDA and the HHS failed to turn over records showing why government officials discouraged the COVID-19 treatments. Well, I'll tell you why. I've known from day one, and I've said from day one. Number one, this is some sort of incredible conspiracy, and it costs pennies to take ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Pennies. They wanted you to spend huge money. Number two, they couldn't get approval, emergency authorization, to even get the vaccines if there's one product that could be used to fight the problem. So if they could prove ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work, no vaccines allowed, no emergency approval, no emergency authorization. So these things got in the way of billions of dollars and trillions collectively between the vaccines and the stock price. So America First Legal suing the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Health and Human Services. Oh, I said Homeland Security. I'm sorry. Health and Human Services for turning over documents, refusing to turn over documents related to the government's suppression of COVID-19 treatments like HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin. According to the lawsuit, they filed a Freedom of Information request seeking information, and the government, they wouldn't turn it over. They refused, just like when the Obama IRS tried to destroy my life. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch took my case and literally said, I'm going to subpoena the IRS if you don't hand over Wainwright's documents. First, I'm going to do a Freedom of Information like these guys did, and then I'm going to sue you and subpoena it. And you have to give us the documents, Wainwright's IRS records. You have to, by law, within 30 days. It took us 18 months to get the documents. And finally, with the threat of a subpoena, the IRS handed over the documents. You know what they showed? That the government persecuted me, Wayne Allyn. That the government came after me. And I guarantee you this Biden government and that Obama government were both in cahoots to try and make sure I was silenced every step of the way about no lockdowns, no masks, no COVID vaccines. The vaccines don't work. The vaccines are killing people. The vaccines are injuring people. They didn't want me to say those things.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.